from their new EP called Close to Home. And before that, we had two Christmas tracks. We had Don Chabay's version of the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on Open Fire. And before that, we had Campbell and Johnson's Black Market Band and an original song called Rich People's Lights from them. And we just hit 7 o'clock. You're listening to CFRC here at 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the basement of Crothers Hall here in Kingstown, Ontario, Canada. Hour number two of Saltwater Music, your host, Rob Carnell, on live on Boxing Day night, and very snowy outside. And still a bit chilly, too. Minus 12, wind chill minus 21, and snow till around midnight, and then it'll light up a little bit. 40% chance of flurries tomorrow, eventually clear in the afternoon. Sunday, nice and sunny, high of minus 4. So, yes, today, hopefully you're not trying to travel anywhere. I'll be heading on the way home. Today we have the Sunday bus schedule with the holiday season in the midst of things. Yeah, so next, this is the last episode of the this year. So we'll start playing tracks from the entire year in this hour. We do have a new track just came out. The East Pointers just dropped a new song called The Cabin, so I'll play that too. And this is the last episode for me before the wedding drive comes to an end. So yes, so cfrc.ca from now until December 31st. You can get a tax receipt, or you can get some merchandise, brand new merchandise actually just made for, here at the station, and also a chance for a weekly raffle too as well. It's all multiples of $5. Every $5 multiple, you get an extra draw into the prizes. So I want to mention that one last time. Thanks to everybody who's donated also. I know this is over the last 2 months. We just about to hit, well, as of 4 days ago, they said $19,000. Our goal is $25,000. So any much is appreciated. I know it's tough, especially over the holiday season, all the bills coming in. So anybody who's donated, thanks a lot. I've been here since 2006. Yes, this show started the year after I started on Queens Football back in the day as the tech producer. I was talking to Jesse over the course of the summer. And, oh, yeah, I was even Jesse, for those not familiar, does the all the sports broadcast. And does CFRC Power Plays, which is also on Instagram. It has videos on YouTube. And he interviewed me in the summer just talking about the old days when we were still doing the games using a phone line. It's a physical phone line we had to plug into the equipment, and that's why I was always here at the station to get the game on air. And since then, shows you how much technology is gone. Now they don't even need someone here at the station to do the tech producing. They just get the game on air virtually, and they just even do it all remotely to get the game on air. So you want to check that out. It's CFRC Power Plays on YouTube. He has several videos over the last few months. And Queens had the longest run since I was working on the broadcast. Was it 2009? They won the Vanier Cup. And this was their first Yates Cup win since that year. They unfortunately lost in the semifinals, but Jesse was lucky enough to get the trip to go to Saskatchewan, and they unfortunately lost that game. But the longest Queens season in many years, and if you want to support the station, our music and sports and news programming, now till the end of the year, cfrc.ca. So we'll play that new track from the East Pointers, The Cabin, and then we'll start going over the songs from the past year. This next set, we'll have a song from Coyote, Tara Spencer, and Maggie Andrew, too. So first is the East Pointers, and this song is called The Cabin. Oh!
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
Hello and welcome to Salt Licht in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licht in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Take it from the biscuit. crossfire landing on top of my skin. A cold breath for this slow death. People shouting, people moan. We got evil running from our angry blows, and we know. I'm watching a tide of individual shift, a full rush of indivisible lift. People shouting, people moan. We got evil running from our angry blows, and we know. Yeah, we know. We know. Yeah, we know.
Set with an extra track there as Gabriel Papillon. Richard Oikon just did a remix of Shout It Out this past year. Virgil Kane song came out, I think, like at least 3 or 4 years ago, if not longer. And before that, we had Maggie Andrew, How to Sing for Money. We had Tara Spencer. She called that the 1996 remix version of 17. She said that was kind of inspired by singer-songwriters from the time, like Sarah McLachlan and around the Lilith Fair era. And before that, we had Coyote, It Could Be Worse, and we had the East Pointers, that instrumental track called The Cabin, from their new album of the same title. So up next, we'll do tracks or either covers or sampling other songs. We'll do Whitney Rose doing her version of the Shoop Shoop song. We'll have Norma McDonald and her version of Blue Bayou. Then we'll have Parsons and Jordan teamed up for a song, Bad Company on the Run, so that samples Bad Company. And we'll have Rose Cousins with a person that says Sea Saint, but that's actually the side project of Bray Isabel. She kind of does, I think she describes it as sort of like theater or sort of movie versions of different tracks, like covers. And that's Rose doing a version of The Way. You'll recognize that song from the 90s. So we'll, up first, though, we'll do Whitney Rose. It's the Shoop Shoop song here on CRPC.
Does he love me? I want to know. Tell if he loves me so.
Is it
Oh no, you'll be deceived. Is it Oh no, you make believe if you wanna know if he loves you so. It's in his kiss.
Oh yeah, or is it
Oh no, that's just his charm.
I make my final stand.
And that's Rose Cousins with Sea Saint, a side project of Bray Isabel. Yes, they get to call it like cinematic versions of previous songs. Yes, that's a song covered from the 90s, the way before that we had Parsons and Jordan teamed up for Bad Company on the Run. Before that we had Norman McDonald and Blue Bayou. And she recorded actually months before David Lynch passed away, which that was her David Lynch-inspired version of Blue Bayou. And before that we had Whitney Rose and her version of the Shoop Shoop song she just put out earlier this year. And we'll play one more track from Whitney. Since I saw last week, I didn't mention it because last week's show was taped, and I found it after taping. She had worked a couple times with Raul Malo of the Mavericks. In fact, he produced a couple of her albums. He unfortunately passed away this earlier this month at the age of 60 from cancer. Yes, the Mavericks, they started in the 90s. And I was looking at some articles just now during that little break there. And so he produced two of her albums, Heartbreaker of the Year 2015, 2017. And the article said that Mavericks were even bigger in Canada than they were in the States. In fact, I saw they were even performed in Canada late last year and early this year. So I see he passed away this month at the age of 60. So it's some sad news to pass along. But I wanted to play the one track they teamed up on, which he did some vocals on. They did a version of Be My Baby featuring Raul Malo on vocals. That was from the album Heartbreaker of the Year, so I wanted to throw that on here too in honor of him who just passed away earlier this month. And then we'll move on to some tracks from Andrew Wickens and Lawrence Maxwell and Sarah McLachlan in this set. So up first, Whitney Rose and Raul Malo and their version of Be My Baby here on Seaversy. Mm-hmm.
CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. You'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephoned interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
Hello, Kingston. CFRC 101.9 FM's annual funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Please consider donating today and help support local and earn the chance to win some amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, donors also earn one more ticket for each of our weekly raffle draws running in December, featuring prizes from wonderful local businesses, including Gray Malkin's Wireworks, McKinnon Brothers Brewing, Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Skin Fusion Spa, Smokes Poutinerie, Paul Randolph Jewelers, Terra Natural Foods, Wit, and Thousand Islands Cruises. Enjoy the benefits of donating and help CFRC continue to be the longest running campus radio station in Canada. Donate today via CFRC.ca.
tired of not knowing what to say. Just letting it all ball up. Gets a little bit harder every day. Somehow I still show up. When the nights are long and the drapes are drawn, the morning slips away. And I'm gonna stay. In a room with a blackout curtain, it's where I go to hold my hurting. Where the sun feels like a stranger and everything feels like danger. Where my mind goes to fall apart, holding on to a worn out heart. I hide the world from what's inside my head and long for a day when I can live outside instead of a room with a blackout curtain. Another week of canceled plans, another night of pushing through. Like a song falling on your lap, just when you need it to. Sing with all I have, it might not be that much. Oh, but it's something. In a room with a blackout curtain, is where I go to hold my hurting. Where the sun feels like a stranger. Everything feels like danger. Where my mind goes to fall apart, holding on to a worn out heart. I hide the world from what's inside my head and long for a day when I can live outside instead of a room with a blackout curtain. Calls out my name, it brings me to my feet. See the shadows on the ground, from sunlight on the street. Oh, and it's warm again. In a room with a blackout curtain, it's where I go to hold my hurting. Where the sun feels like a stranger, and everything feels like danger. Where my mind goes to fall apart. Inside my head. Yeah, I hide the world from what's inside my head. And long for a day when I can live outside instead of a room with a blackout.
Don't get too judgment, your violence. I am a wildfire, I am a forest burn, but I will rise, you'll see. And if you think that you can bring me down, go ahead and call the cavalry. I am born in a long line south, blue body, strong light.
And wrap us up with a brand new track, Sarah McLachlan. Her album Better Broken came out in September. That is One in a Long Line. And a friend of mine, Andrew, who helped me out back in the day on the football broadcast, found out he attended the last concert at the Canadian stretch of the tour in Peterborough. It was earlier last month. Before that, we had Lawrence Maxwell, Blackout Curtain. We had Andrea Wickens, Queen's alumni. She's originally from Antigonish, Nova Scotia, and now lives in New York City. That was the title track from her album, came out earlier this year, Big Dreams, Little Earthlings. And before that, we had Whitney Rose and Raul Mallow. In honor of him, Raul passed away earlier this month at the age of 60. So we had a version of Be My Baby, and he produced two of her albums, Whitney Rose. And I was reading on the Austin City Limits website talking about him. 60 years old, from Florida. Didn't know he was from Florida. And talked about the all the albums they did, 12 studio albums and some solo work. It describes that he's the nudged country music into new realms, incorporating Latin music, 60s folk rock, traditional pop, and more. So you can check that out in honor of Raul. He has a very unique voice. I always remember when I hear his voice. Yeah, they started in the 90s, and yes, I mentioned earlier, very popular in Canada. In fact, performed late last year and early this year, did some Canadian tour stops. So we have time for, we'll do a little instrumental track as we lead into the next show. Ian Foster, from his new album, Travelogue, that was inspired by a trip to Greece him and his partner Nancy did recently. We'll do Is It Ever Too Late, as we'll play a little bit of that as we lead into the next program. Salt Lick and Rapture, and checking on Instagram, a little description of the show tonight. Let's see, we have it says, For Your Christmas Hangover, Song So Beautiful It Hurts, featuring Christmas Calypso tunes from Trinidad and Tobago, some kitschy Christmas doo-wop and spiritual. So tune in a few minutes' time, Nation hosting at 8 o'clock. And we're the CFRC funding drive now until December 31st, so CFRC.ca. If you have already donated, much appreciated. And that's the last mention of the year because this is the last episode of the year. So next episode will be in 2026. So we'll play a little track of the Ian Foster, a little instrumental from that. That'll lead us into Salt Lick and Rapture. Everybody have a nice and safe holiday season and a happy new year. So I'll be talking to you next year. And I'll talk to you in 1 week's time.